Hello, hello, Joelle here for your mini-sode. I hope that you guys are all doing well, and that you are finding some peace and some calm amidst the, just things that happen in life and around the world and all of that fun stuff that's happening right now. I hope you guys are finding some calm. I know that in the United States, we are rapidly approaching the official election day, and there's a lot of kind of unknowns around that and how long things are going to take and so on and so forth. I know for me, it's pretty, I'm nervous, but also kind of interested in how things are going to shape up and how they're going to handle, you know, all the election stuff. So that, and I know that we're seeing some increase in COVID-19 cases in a lot of areas here in Michigan. It's definitely having a pretty big uptick. So we'll have to see what ends up happening. And it is snowing here for the first time this season. So very, very classic. November 1st and it's also snowing. So I hope you're staying warm wherever you are. I know a lot of places northwest have already gotten snow, I've heard. So I guess we're right in the middle. We're definitely earlier than a lot of places. But at least, I don't know. Sometimes snow makes things nice and white and clean and pretty. So I try and remind myself of that. So I have a meditation practice that I came across that I thought was really cool. And it is meant to help you reclaim your joy. So this little excerpt here says, experience the truth of your inherent belonging by connecting to the essential elements of the earth and remembering that we're all made of the same stuff. We're not separate from anyone or anything. We are nature too, and we all belong to all of it. So it says, belonging is the sense of ease and joy we feel when we are truly present. And this is possible in any moment alone or with others. Often, we don't feel like we belong because we're caught up in feelings of loneliness, anxiety, and doubt. Feelings of not belonging can be learned over time and lead us to think there's something wrong with us, that we're not enough, but by the very nature of our birth and our existence, we are enough and we all belong. The global pandemic is revealing our interconnection as the whole world continues to be affected by the COVID virus. The recent uprisings for Black Lives show us that the long history of racial injustice continues to impact us all. Mindfulness helps us remember the truth of our belonging by allowing us to experience the ease and joy of truly belonging at any moment. At its simplest, mindfulness is paying attention on purpose in the present moment, non-judgmentally. That non-judgmental part is actually imbued with kindness and care. When we can ground and love ourselves, belonging is possible. But our minds can have a hard time staying grounded in the present. It's our meditation practice that can help us connect to our body and our breath, allowing us to build our capacity to be present with what is with kindness and care. And when we truly present with each moment, we can feel the truth of our belonging. One of my all-time favorite meditation practices to help cultivate a sense of belonging is the mindfulness of the four elements practice. And so it goes on to explain that this is a classic, kind of a classic practice, but not as well known as like a breathing meditation or even like the loving kindness practice that we've talked about. But this author believes that it's an extremely powerful way to kind of like have a sense of belonging and staying connected and grounded. And so for this meditation, we're talking about the four elements, earth, fire, water, and air. And they are used as kind of like anchor points in the meditation for you. And it's also supposed to help us, you know, connect to our bodies and stay grounded. So we all also know some of the really great things about being connected to nature and how being outside and amongst nature and thinking about nature and all of that kind of all of those related things, they're very good for your mind and good for anxiety and depression and so on and so forth. So I thought this was a good one. And then that little blurb at the start, where this author talks about all of the connections between us and belonging. And yeah, I think that those are important things to keep top of mind right now. So I'm going to go ahead and walk through this meditation with you guys. So go ahead and get in a comfy position here. I'll give you just a minute. All right. So let's start by getting grounded in the body with love and compassion. Find a comfortable position, whether you're standing or sitting or lying down. I invite you to close your eyes. You can also just keep your gaze soft. Check in and notice. What do you feel? Ask yourself, what's happening in my body right now? Bring your attention to your heart area and notice any sensations there. Ask yourself, can I meet with kindness? Or can I meet this moment with love? You can also bring a hand to your heart to feel more deeply that sense of connection, that sense of kindness and care. And just take a second to explore this sense of groundedness and love for just a bit. As you settle in, begin to notice the weight of your body. Here, the solidity of your body is the earth element. This element is heavy. It's stable. As you connect to that sense of solidity, allow your body to soften and rest deeply into the ground, into the floor. Feeling the density of the body, your bones, your flesh, the fat of your body, that is solid and dense. All that is solid and dense. And this is the earth element. As you feel the stability of the earth within you and around you, you can know that it's connected to all of the earth around us. The ground, the trees, the rocks, the mountains, all that is solid and stable. The earth element in you is connected to the earth element all around you. Explore what it feels like to know this connection to the earth. Now begin to notice the temperature in your body. Fire is heat, it's warmth, vibration. Where do you feel your internal heat? Sometimes you can connect to the fire element in the belly or in the heart area, anywhere that feels warm and hot. Know that this fire element in you is connected to the fire element all around you. For example, the sun is the epitome of the fire element in nature, keeping the planet warm and alive. Know that the fire element, the warmth, and the heat within you is connected to the fire element all around you, and explore what it feels like to know that connection we all have with fire. Water is smooth and flowing. Most of your body is water. Perhaps you can sense the water element in the moistness of your eyes, in your mouth, in the blood coursing through you, in all that is fluid and flowing through your body. As you feel this water within you, perhaps you can sense that this water is in balance with the water that covers our planet. Our planet is also mostly water. Just like us, the oceans, rivers, lakes, rain, mist, clouds, and the dew. Know that this water element in you is connected to the water all around you. Water is life. Explore what it feels like to know this connection we all have with water. Air is movable and changeable. It's light and ephemeral. Of course, in our bodies, the air element is the breath. Notice the air as you breathe in and out, connecting us to lightness and changeability. Your breath, your air, is connected to the air all around you, to the sky, to the wind, to the air that circulates around our planet, breathed in and out by many, many beings. Rest your awareness on the breath for a few moments as we finish this meditation. Explore what it feels like to know that you are connected to all of nature through the air you breathe. Through all of nature. Through all of the elements. As you open your eyes, you can orient to the space around you. Remember, you belong in every moment. Just like the trees, the sun, the ocean, and the air. Nature is always right here, connecting you and me and everything else on our planet. We belong. I hope you guys enjoy that meditation. Not a long one, not super complex, nice and simple, easy. But also a really cool one to keep kind of in the back of your mind. It's pretty easy to remember the four elements and kind of recall the feeling that you have when you're doing that meditation. And I found that to be really soothing and very grounding, is to be able to kind of just like recall back just by thinking of those four elements. I hope you guys can use this as a tool moving forward, and I hope that you guys can help calm some of the possible anxiety of the season and the COVID-19 issues that continue to be a part of our lives, and any kind of election stress or anxiety. And of course, our previous episode too talks about election anxiety. But I hope that you guys have a wonderful week. And don't forget to like and subscribe and connect with us on the different social media. And you're always welcome to email us at feistymindfulness@gmail.com. Have a great day.